Jake Tapper, financial opportunist, cover-up culprit, or just plain duped. The world is full of men who sell truth as though it were a trinket in the marketplace, a token to be bartered, reshaped, or hidden at will. Jake Tapper is one of those men. Lately, he has done countless media interviews promoting his book. According to excerpts from Original Sin, President Biden's Decline, its cover-up, and his disastrous choice to run, Tapper attempts to rewrite the very history he once helped obscure. The book would be more aptly titled Original Spin. For years, Tapper portrayed himself as the dutiful court scribe, shining a light on the darkness, when in reality, he was casting shadows where there should have been light. He quoted dismissals of Biden's decline as mere right-wing hysteria, smugly noting that the Wall Street Journal was owned by the Murdochs, as if that negated the truth. He interviewed Democrats eager to defend Biden's cognitive decay as cheap fakes, and dismissed any notion that the American people had been betrayed. Now, with Biden's mental and physical decline laid bare for the world to see, Tapper now attempts to rebrand himself as the truth teller, the man who wasn't willfully blind to Biden's decline, but merely duped by White House staffers. And yet, what does he offer in Original Sin? Is it a confession of his own sins as a journalist? Number. It is a desperate attempt to redirect the blame. The media was not negligent, Tapper implies. They were misled. But misled by whom? Was it the Democratic operatives who swore Biden was fit for duty? Was it Dr. Jill Biden, as she insists on being called? Not only the devoted wife, but also the behind-the-scenes power broker, propping up an aging Joe Biden by berating staff behind closed doors, defending his missteps in public, and finishing his sentences and conversations? Tapper's book is a monument to evasion, a masterpiece of moral cowardice. He pretends that the media's failures were not acts of willful deceit, but rather innocent oversights. Yet, we know the truth. It was Jake Tapper, along with the chorus of legacy media puppets, who handed Joe Biden a shield of obfuscation and called it armor. What Tapper will never admit is that the real original sin is not Biden's decline, but the media's collusion in concealing it. Now that the facade has crumbled, Tapper wants to rebrand himself as the repentant chronicler of Biden's decay. But the American people should not be fooled. This is not contrition. It is opportunistic cash grab. The truth is not a plaything to be bartered, nor a mask to be worn and discarded at will. It is an unyielding, uncompromising force. And in its presence, men like Jake Tapper will always be exposed.